In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, it's another This, That, or Other. For this go-around, we focus on some of the best parts of a bear. The beard, the belly, and the butt. Check out our Tumblr picks and feast on the smorgasbord of delicious berry goodness. Cruise through our Tumblr finds and pick your favorites as COL 387 starts now. It's October 16, 2016. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
I'm Chester.
This room is a pigsty. And you're a dirty pig boy.
And that makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
And welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 387, and it's way too early in the fucking morning.
Oh, sorry.
Fucking allergies. So it's cedar season here in Texas.
Cedar.
Yeah. So if I'm muted a whole bunch or suddenly mute, it's because I'm using my sneeze switch. A cough switch.
Pretty sure we appreciate that.
Yeah. Also, I recently remembered that I haven't read the final book in the Wheel of Time series. Huh. So I've gone slightly back, so I'm not listening to all 13 other books before I went to 10. So I'm doing 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Just listening to those. And I just finished 10 again. And I'm on 13, which is Knife of Dreams. I think Knife of Dreams was the last. No. 10. 10 was the last, and then, no, 11 was the last, then 12, 13, 14 was written by Brandon Sanderson instead of Robert Jordan, but, so, two more books of pure Robert Jordan, and then three more of Brandon Sanderson doing an amazing job of writing for Robert Jordan.
Huh.
Because it really still felt like a Robert Jordan novel, even after he started writing, from what I remember. So, anyways, so I'm rewatching.
Huh.
Get the pun, like rewatching, but it's.
Oh, got it.
Ah, it's funny.
You're hilarious.
Wait. Damon, what's been going on? Why sneeze?
Oh, gosh. So. Last night, it was the third Mr. Cincinnati leather boy and daddy contest. There were two contestants for Mr. Cincinnati Leather. There was one contestant for the boy contest category. There was no contestant for the daddy category. But what they ended up doing, the winner, the first runner-up for the Mr. Cincinnati Leather, they asked to be the Mr. Cincinnati Daddy, and he accepted. So we have new title holders, local title holders. So yay for that. It was a nice night. It was a very crowded bar, but it was good to be out. It was a later night than I would have liked, just because of the whole, like, the contest. Again, the contest was supposed to start at 10. It didn't really start until 11. And granted, it was very quick. Like, it ended about 12-ish, but it could have gone a little quicker, and I could have really, really enjoyed. Like, I never really got a chance to meet the contestants. But I knew two of them, so it was fun. Congratulations to Dorian, who is the new Mr. Cincinnati Leather, and Smokey, who is the Cincinnati Leather Boy, and Dan, who is the Mr. Cincinnati Daddy, who actually was Mr. Cincinnati Daddy last year, so yay. So new title holders locally and all that fun stuff.
Awesome.
Chester?
Oh, let's see. So I've been on the road. I have missed a couple episodes.
Oh.
I'm on my way home, though. Today I start my trek home, so by the time this airs, I should be home. I had a really great time traveling through mostly Ohio and Kentucky and stopping to visit Damon.
Yay!
I needed the initial purpose of the trip was to meet with run organizers about doing photography at their runs, but I really needed to get away and needed emotional support of my friends, and so I took advantage and just did both of them at the same time. And
you took advantage ending, of your friends.
I took advantage of a few of them. A few of them took advantage of me.
Huh? Oh.
Wait a minute. What?
Turned out it was fair play. It's fun.
Wait, what? No.
I seen one of my friends get advantaged by another one of my friends. So that was fun. I'm not going to mention names.
Voyeur.
But
oh, the ending... silence is telling.
There may be pictures.
Ooh.
Oh, don't start with this maybe baloney. There are pictures. There have to be. Hello.
There's some. That, well, but, maybe. I don't know. Go
that's
ahead.
Revealing, David. Moving right along.
My trip is ending on a really great high note.
Good.
So there's that. And yes, I will provide yay. Pictures to the other hosts.
Yeah,
Gary. Give him yay!
Yeah. So, friends visited me. Yay!
Hey, speaking of friends, friendship.
Well, it was so funny because Drew's been here this weekend, and he made a comment. He goes, wow, Gary comes over to my place several times over the years, but I've never been to his. And I'm like, story of my life. Nobody comes to my fair city. They just, you know, travel by. But he is a newer member of the Drenchfer committee.
Wait,
so.
Was that a dig at me?
No.
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Oh, no, it's not personal. That was a dig at all you bitches who were, like, driving on I-90 past my city and, like, text me. And they're like, waving hello. And I'm like, really? Really? Can't stop? Not even for coffee? Can't tell me ahead of time? Going to take a road trip? Oh, yeah. Y'all know who you are. So.
It is no one currently on a podcast, just so everyone's aware.
Yes, correct. The shade is outside of the podcast circle. So, but no, seriously though, Drew has one of our newer members of the committee that joined this year, and so it's been a little bit of a reconnaissance weekend in that he's been here, but we've hit a bunch of places that we're talking about maybe doing some of the tours at. He did a little running around on his own yesterday for some sightseeing stuff. To help with a certain aspect of some planning. And so, yeah, it's been pretty cool. And AJ's in town as well, who's another committee member. So they're actually both out having brunchy brunch right now. I was with them, but I had to skittle back home so we could record the show. But nice. It's been fun. Yeah. Other than it's cold. Holy cow. It got down to like 50 last night. So. Which we had a good laugh about it because Drew is one of those furnace type people. So you know how like some people in bed just like radiate heat no matter what the temperature is outside.
Yeah.
So I knew this.
I'm listening.
So I had so here's the thing is like I got the air condition the window air conditioner set on, but it's not really running at night because it's too cold. And then I've got the ceiling fan on, and then I've got the window above the bed open. And I said to him last night, "It's gonna get cold," and he's like, "Oh, it's okay." So you know, like he'll probably sleep with like no sheets. And I, on the other hand, got the fuzzy blanket out and put that over top of me because I was like, "Screw this noise." So I noticed when I woke up this morning that the ceiling fan was off, and I said, "Did you get cold last night?" And he goes, "I got a little chill." I was like, "Mm-hmm." He's like, "Well, I was going to close the window, but I thought that would wake you up." I was like, "I wouldn't have cared." Like my thing is, I was perfectly nice and content in my little cocoon. I was nice and warm. I could have cared less what you did. It's been fun. Did a bunch of sightseeing and some stuff, and went to a wedding for an extended family member. It was nice to go to see some of the you know relatives and that kind of stuff. And we are in the age of the beard boys, so there were lots of men's sport facial hair at the wedding. You know, just as part of the norm. My mom and I even discussed that a little bit after the wedding. When I dropped her off, I said, you know. There's not really much better time in probably human history to be a bear because, you know, beards are in and they're everywhere. So.
Oh, yeah. I went to Dayton yesterday with Ben. And it was very interesting. We were walking through the mall and just randomly like turning heads and seeing like super hot, like scroller daddies and, bearded bull, bears and whatnot all over the place. It was kind of, yeah.
Well, you can tell times are changing when a place like Disney lifts their ban on beards.
Yes.
Their current beard etiquette is it's got to be under a certain length.
Which is better
That's not too bad.
Yeah, Jim was working at Kings Island and was able to keep his beard, which was he didn't learn until after he had already shaved it the first time. But whatever. It grows pretty good, so quickly.
Well, so. Also the length thing can also have other reasons. Like, okay, you can have one, but it needs to be this length mainly because of something like we don't want it to get caught into anything.
True.
So if you got a ZZ Top beard, not so much. You know, sort of thing.
But hey, you know what? I'm happy with just stubble. So.
Well, it all depends on what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Yay. What I've been up to.
Yay!
Sounds like we're going right into. What's been going on over in Facebook land, Gary?
We got one more like. So we would like to say thank you to Greg Bretz for liking us on Facebook. Yay! Damon?
So over on YouTube, we have a couple of subscribers. And it's funny that these are one right after the other. We have Chris Gardner. And we have Woofy. We all know Chris. He's been on the show, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know who Woofy is, but that's a very interesting name.
That's all it said in the email notification. Woofy has subscribed to you. And I was like, oh.
That's nice.
Nice. So we're getting distracted by things. Anyways. Yes. Chester, what's been going over in Twitter lately?
Let's see. Over on Twitter, the pup up there says, wait, that's me. Anyways, I write, regarding COL 385. Wait, Cubs Out Loud, I'm on assignment photographing puppies. Will video with Pup Dozer and Pup Berlick suffice? Of course it will.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Very true. So... Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for that video. So
thank you, Damon.
As soon as I left their place, I have been in places where, you know, I'm visiting people. So I just have not had time to go into my GoPro and pull off the video and actually look at what's on there because I was not the one recording.
I see.
Are you saying that you need to get a, take a good look at it before you pull it out? Is that I'm just trying to.
Sure, you could say that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those days. It's one of those days where we decide that we're.
Wait.
We have more?
Yes.
We have last minute feedback that is flying in as we speak.
We have Tumblr feedback.
Yeah.
Ooh. What's going on in the Tumblrverse? Which is so appropriate for this show.
The following new followers: Future Mystic, Boo Boo Borg, Kodiak 723, Mitch 8521, and I'm going to butcher this name, Leloy Rick, Bear Turned Zombie, and the last and final one is Bear in KY.
I know who that is.
I just found out who that was last night because I posted a picture, a selfie of Tony and I. And then all of a sudden I get a comment on the picture. Hey, that sign looks familiar. And I'm like, wait a minute, who the hell is this person? How do you know what that sign is? You know, you could see like 2 inches of the sign.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you actually pronounced the name the way you did, because I always thought it was Bear Inky for some reason.
Oh.
And you know, it's that's probably the way that I thought it read. And that's why I didn't know who it was.
Nice.
Anyways, I think we all know who that is.
Yeah.
Thanks for following us.
Anyways. Yay. Oh, by the way, for everyone, when you finally listen to this episode, timey-wimey, our special guest on the last episode has told me he created a Tumblr account.
Yay!
So we converted one more. I know. I don't know what his login is yet, though.
Okay.
So.
Oh, there's proof. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
It's time for this. It's time for a TTO. Today we're doing beards, bellies, and butts. In our chat, little chat thing, we got beard and belly. Have them turn it around.
The butt will come soon, I'm sure.
But, and we'll get a butt. So we'll start off with the...
Wait, do you want a picture of butt?
Oh, of course.
I just asked for it. Yes. I said have them turn around.
I'm busy being hospitable to my... to my hosts.
Oh.
Horse brutality. What? Sorry. By the way, I went and saw Rocky Horror Stage Show this weekend. And just call out ever. Moving on.
All right. Okay. So there's the butt. Okay, cool.
Yay.
Now we've got the theme. I almost wish I could use these as the image for the show, but that's beside the point. Anyways. Moving on. Start off with the beards. I'm going to start off. Oh, go fig. One of the people who I have here is Fiery Biscuits and Grip Monster. Sitting on the couch, bearded. It, just the way I like Fiery Biscuits, because him clean shaven is just kind of weird.
Nah.
Cute, but weird.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, Jeff. Like, what Fiery Biscuits is adorbs. I think he looks way better with that thick full beard on than that's why I was kind of like very thrown off when he did a certain little film and he was clean shaven. I was like, So
did all your hopes and dreams get dashed?
No,
but it, yeah,
it's one of those things where it's a disappointment, but it doesn't necessarily affect the enjoyment. That means anything.
I'm not mad. I'm just, disappointed.
Right. Sad.
But yes, Fiery Biscuits and
says Mama Demon.
I'm not sad. I'm just disappointed. No. But no, this is a very great picture. Fiery Biscuits is always a fun to see any pictures of. His friend here is also quite adorable. So yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a great little loungy picture, yeah.
One thing I really like about Fiery Biscuits is he's just such a furball.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Furball.
Yep. Gee, do you think that's a tag for the show now?
Yep, it is.
Okay. Moving on. David.
When I think of beards, I like fuller, thicker, potentially longer beards. And these two gentlemen kind of give me that. And they're kind of daddy bears. So this is Cinnamon Sugar Daddies. Two nice bearded gentlemen. Yes, they're naked, so you see more than just beards. But they're really interesting looking beards. I like the first guy's, although it's not really cinnamon, but it's definitely like a darker brownish auburny kind of color. So yeah,
I call it brown sugar.
There we go. Brown sugar, and then the guy in the back is definitely a cinnamon sugar. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you do get a belly. It's the focus is the beards.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's those penises too, but that's
beside. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chester?
Well, mine is called Cigar Fun, and it's pictures of Cigar Perv Dad from Tumblr.
Ooh, wait.
Now, these pictures could fall into the beards or bellies category, because both of them are so not pretty damn good. But since they're more about the cigar and the focus is on the cigar, I'm like, yeah, I'll use the beards.
Works for me.
Hi. Can I say I love your basic jock, like the one he's wearing?
Oh, yeah.
So stretchy and don't compact anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just have nice contours.
Contours.
excuse me,
the word.
Microphone.
That's a very God bless it. So I love Cigar Perv Dad. Always have. He's just got great. All he hits like several buttons for me, like all at the same time.
The all beefy, the bearded, the hairy, the cigar, the daddy.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Damon. I understand.
Yeah, like he's. I mean, yeah, like, ugh. Aha. I'm speechless. And that got a reblog. So, yeah. There we go.
Hey, you seem to have a lot of speech.
Yeah. Some words are there, some words aren't. Gary.
Yes?
What about you?
Okay, so category is beards. And when I think of... What?
I picked this guy too, but I didn't use him, but I had him listed.
Okay.
As one of my picks. I do a list of like four or five, and then I choose one of the best.
Oh, okay. When people say to me, you know, about beards, and they talk about like epic beards or really great beards or that type of a thing, if I think about it for a moment, I come up with Bearjew NYC. He is a thick-bodied, beautiful man who has a nice big full beard that I'm kind of jealous of. So, and this is called Shower Time Fun Time Brooklyn, and it's a black and white composition photo where he's sitting on a stool in a large tiled shower someplace. I don't know where.
Yeah.
And he has like some ink on his arms and chest and neck, and he has his hair pulled back, and I'm just like, yes.
Yep. He gives me life.
Yeah.
He was one of my first like Tumblr follows. I wanted to like see everything this guy had, because he's just, and he's now in like LA area now.
You finally got on Tumblr too.
Yeah. And yeah, that beard is, it's gotten even bigger since the picture that you posted has taken, and his hair has gotten longer, and he's just all around. He was my first choice, but I went with the cinnamon sugar because I wanted something a little different.
Mm-hmm. But it's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Oh,
it's fine here.
There's plenty to enjoy.
Yep, and Bearju is not shy.
Really, you think?
Oh, wait. That almost kind of said with like personal experience conviction.
No personal experience, no. Not yet.
Yeah.
Although he's in LA, I don't think that's really gonna happen. But still, just I mean, if you're listening, Bearju, and happen to be in Cincinnati, I know a really great place you can stay.
Well, if he's in SoCal now, right?
Yeah.
Which means he's probably going to be going to that new place that we were talking about a couple shows ago, right?
Oh.
So in other words, if we want to have an ultimate Tumblr fan fantasy, Hadrian and Bearju hook up and we get it on video.
Hadrian, Bearju, and Westcup.
Wow.
There's the triple hitter.
There we go. Now that would be something.
Even if it's just a pitcher, they're not necessarily doing anything. Just a picture of all three.
Okay, that's fine. A picture is okay, but really, honestly, boys, you have to like get the groove on. You know,
oh, true. Throw Bailey and Brian in there.
You could just get a shot of their beards together and their bellies together and their butts together.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay. So challenge for these people, as well as everybody else. Here's a challenge. Whenever we do a TTO, I would like to see your version of a TTO of you. So I would like you to make a Tumblr post, which has a picture of you and your beard, you and your belly, and you and your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's kind of hard to not have you when it's involving those three things. But, you know.
Can find us at cubsoutloud.tumblr.com.
There you go.
Or email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, you can't leave it in a voicemail at 361-COL-TALK. 361-265-8255. Anyways, moving on to the next category, bellies. I'm going to say I'm really ashamed. Because I used a term I hate with a passion. As the title, yes.
How many A's and S's with that? Oh, well, that's
just three S's.
There we go. We'll just do y'all.
But still, I used an A instead of a E, and I'm ashamed. I hate that term. I think it's the stupidest thing in all the world. Moving on. Besides that, I got a belly. I picked this one mainly because it's a huge, huge focus on the belly.
Yes.
As well as a big belly.
Yes. It is a big belly, and it's a big grab there, too. Like, grah.
It's needy.
It's meaty.
Yes.
Yes.
K-N-E-A-D-Y.
The kind that you, when you're positioned just so that you can knead his belly.
I think someone is talking from experience. Possibly.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I may have some experience.
Some.
Part of his, service animal, stuff that he does.
Yes. Yes. There we go. Now you can hate it again. Now you can hate it again, Jeff.
I'm so ashamed. Anyways, moving on. What do you got?
And Steven. Oh, yeah. And Steven. So we've got this guy from, I believe... I just saw it. Sit. Square Bears comic, who is apparently at some kind of comic convention, and he's cosplaying Steven Universe and with the jewel and everything else, and it's just really freaking awesome, and he's super fucking hot. And oh, and there's a pearl there too, but whatever. We're talking about Steven. Like, bear a super sexy bearded bellied Steven Universe cosplayer. Hot as fuck. Yeah.
Can we just talk about the details that's going on?
Sure.
First of all, the fact that he's even got the gem in his belly button, that's pretty awesome.
Yes.
But the other thing, and I have this humongous weakness for guys who do this, that wear shirts and they're exposed enough that you see their tufts of chest hair coming out the top. Oh my God, that is such a turn on for me.
Yep. Yeah. I'm right there with you, Chester. That's one of my favorites too. Like, just especially like just walking around like, oh, what's this? It's just my chest hair. Just right there. Like
I imagine this is what straight guys view cleavage like.
Hmm.
I hadn't thought about that before, but it makes sense.
Yeah. But so yeah, that's my belly's pick, because look at that belly, and it's Steven Universe, and it's cosplay, and it's look at that belly.
It's a very nice belly.
Yes, it is.
I also want. He also has a very really nice beard too, but yes. Focus on the belly because. Anyways, Chester, what do you got?
Mine is my friend Rubix. Like thrown off right now. Rubik's 28. I will preface this by saying that while he's not shirtless and it is tucked in, he still has a gorgeous belly. And he's so damn adorable.
Yes. Yes, he is. So
these pictures looks like he took a bunch of selfies while he was at his office at work or something. And yeah. And he's also wearing suspenders, which frame his belly really nice.
Oh, yeah. And actually, I really like the fact that his suspenders match his outfit. So he's coordinating, which is really cool. Yay. And although you cannot see his belly, it is a nice belly, and he is quite adorable. And I'm sure if you go to his Tumblr page, you can see. Yeah. Oh, look, there's... If you hit his gratuitous pictures of himself, the very first one, you have him in a singlet and naked belly. So there you go. You're welcome.
Oh you'll see more on there.
Oh, yeah.
If you look. Oh.
There's a penis. And, oh, he's cute.
And there will probably be other penises. And his boyfriend's penises. And his boyfriend's bellies, too, since we're on that subject.
Aw. A lot of cute pictures. Yay. Okay. Sweet.
Gary?
So I think I've posted about this person before, so I'm publicly noting my infatuation. I called this one photo sharing fun, and this is Fuzzy Mark in the Houston area of Texas, who is friends of an acquaintance of mine who I have a Tumblr crush on. So. So he, I believe, is at work or at home. I'm not sure. I think he might be at work. No, he says, well, he's at work today. So he's showing off a little bit of his belly and notably his fashionable teal undies. Aww. Under his camo shorts or pants.
Nice.
Standard issue bear shorts.
Yeah, basically. And he's wearing an Archer t-shirt, which is way cool. Yeah. It's he's got a very come hither look on his face, which I am all about. So yeah.
There you go. Sweet. Very cute. I don't knock the belly. I'm curious about the hangers at work, but that's just me.
So hangers at work. Okay. Oh, testicle difficulties. Let's keep it moving. Moving over into the butts, I got a professional butt, mainly because it was taken by Carlos. And it's a big chubby guy laying on the bed with his face down. So
nice. Interesting. Oh.
I'm not saying the butt is a professional. I'm saying the picture was taken professionally.
Nice.
Yes, Carlos is a great photographer, and he really knows how to capture the moment.
Big guys.
Yes.
Big guys in general.
Yes, that's true. Yes, very true. Very nice. Very, very, very nice. Anyone else? Anyone?
No comment?
Okay. No comments?
Go ahead, right. David.
We're right along. So I have one. It's New House, Same Booty. This guy, Wiki Patrick, posted some pictures of his beautiful, beautiful jocked butt. Apparently, he has moved to a new city and has a new house and decided to celebrate with, in regaling us with pictures of his ass, which is very, very lovely.
I wish the quality was better.
Yeah.
It's a nice ass, but I wish the picture quality was better.
Yeah.
I don't know with that, but nice ass.
Yep. New city, same booty. It's still a great booty.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a jock, so... Yeah. Chester?
Oh, sorry.
Are you fine?
I had my mic was muted and I forgot.
That's not good.
Doesn't happen a lot on this show.
So my butt pictures of our friend Dozer.
Oh.
He did a bunch of random photo shoots at, Damon, you're going to have to help me with the name of it.
Between the Worlds.
Yeah, Between the Worlds. And there are a couple of him where he's showing off his wonderful ass.
Yes, his ass is wonderful.
Yeah,
I've seen it in person several times.
Well, technically, all of Dozer is wonderful, but anyways.
Well, yes. But
in the theme of the show, we're talking about is
his butt,
wonderful ass,
but.
And it's on display in a manner of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's not just like a side shot of his ass. No, it's him bent over,
mm-hmm.
on his knees.
Yep. Great
and
shot.
And it's protruding out.
Great view. Great, great view.
I think the terminology is presenting.
Presenting puppy.
Yes. Yes. And we can't see his beard because of his mask, but this would be a good all three. Almost all three. You can see it through his mask, but yeah. Dozer.
Yeah, if you go, he's another one. If you go through his Tumblr,
you can
plenty
see
of pictures of him.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, him and Berlick and other people and anyway, moving right along, Gary, what did you share with us?
Okay, so because this is about butts and I was looking through my recent Tumblr pics, this particular one is one that might kind of surprise people because he's a recent individual that I've learned about. 6'5" guy. He has this very interesting way he does his Tumblr that all his selfies are like mirror images. So he takes a picture and then he mirror image flips it and posts it. So it looks like you get double vision of whatever his selfie is. And in this particular one, he said, some were curious what the back of the suit looks like. I use the term back very loosely. Ha ha ha. Because when you see the picture, he's wearing like a singlet swimsuit thing that really doesn't have a back at all.
Wow.
But he's a muscly guy and he's got an amazing big round butt. It's very bubblicious. Now, here's the other interesting thing. I sent a picture of him in a different pose wearing something different to Fuzzbutt, and Fuzzbutt was like, yes, like he was all excited about the picture. And then he goes, wait, I think I know him. And then we figured out in Tumblr chat that he was at Claw this year.
Oh.
Because there's a picture of him with his boyfriend at the pool party that Dozer and Shudder were taking pictures of, they were actually contestants in the part of the contest or whatever, poolside. If you remember Shudder, this gentleman was the one that was wearing the aqua, slightly meshy kind of thong swimsuit piece.
You know,
that everybody was oogling because it was like very voluptuously filled and looked like, you know.
Like, you would think I would remember a 6'5" tall guy at that pool party, but I don't, unfortunately. I was really stressed during it. So.
Oh, wow.
But I'm curious now, and I'm going to have to go back through my pictures to see if I at least grabbed a photo of him.
Okay, so I'm going through his Tumblr, and he has a lot of great pictures. Like, he does not... is not shy about showing off that butt.
Like, well, and Brady, here's what's interesting is he's incredibly like tasteful about like his pictures. Like none of them are really that pornographic per se, but he works out a heck of a lot, and he's trying to be very motivational to people about taking care of themselves and working out. And
yeah,
so I mean, to be honest, his body type is not really my game at all.
Yeah,
but
that ass though.
Right.
That ass, though.
Yeah, he is good. It's good. It's very good. Whoo-hoo. All right.
Moving on into our honorable mentions. Another professional butt. Again, same photographer. It's a butt. But also, the guy is bent over some other guy who is currently having lunch.
Lunch?
Getting a drink, drinking from the tap.
Well, breakfast, sausage.
Protein shake?
There you go. He's at the gym.
That does not look like a gym.
Well, his name could be Jim.
The groaner.
Yeah. All right, next.
So, professional butt. Next, I got a bandana beard. Not banana beard. So I got a cute cub with a bandana on, with a lovely, lovely beard.
Aw. He is cute.
He's adorable.
Wow.
I also have a daddy beard. I've seen this one, Daddy out in the field, shirtless, and he has a very, very nice beard. And I got a combo of beard and belly. Cub in a bathroom taking a selfie in the mirror, and he's got a nice belly, and he's got a beautiful beard.
Oh, hi. Cute.
I know, right?
Yeah. Good honorable mentions there, Jeff.
Yeah, actually, last night it was really good Tumblr night. I was able to fly through Tumblr and be like beard, butt, bandana.
Beard, belly, butt, beard, belly, butt. This one was easier. I will say that much. Only hard one was picking one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Damon?
So I have a my first one is all three, beard, belly, and butt. You've got this guy, and you have many pictures of him in, and you get all three. You get some belly, you get some beard, and you get some butt.
Oh,
I know him.
Nice. Yeah, but just damn. Damn, that's a sexy guy.
And his boyfriend are equally gorgeous and adorable, and just, I want to eat both of them up.
Ah, I will join you in that buffet.
Next.
Bearliciousness. Okay. My next one is Redbeard. Because it's a redheaded bearded guy.
Very nice beard.
yeah, very nice thick beard and kind of long. And I like the photo quality with the background and everything. So shaved head or buzzed head and beard for me is like a 2 points. like awesome shots. So that was that one. Mm-hmm. And then my little cub belly. It's World of Taskcraft from Tumblr. And you know, the Kabuto Cub and Remix Cub and World of Taskcraft, and they're foursome. And I forget when this picture was taken, but it's very recent. So, and he's just, I'm assuming, in some undies and a nice picture of his belly.
Yeah, adorable.
Adorable belly, little cubby belly. And then finally, just because I always find his ass beautiful, Mr. J. Mo Bear and his butt in the shower.
Kind of, yeah. Side butt. But
yep.
It's a good butt.
It's a good butt.
He always makes that a strike pose, too.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Okay, so I have to fix the dock really quick, but mine is, and here's the correct link. Sorry. It is a full body head to toe shot of Mr. Fuzzbutt.
Yay! Yes!
Fuzzbutt, I got to see him in person the other night, him and his husband Gabe, and they were hosting me in their home.
Aww.
Yay.
This picture wasn't taken there. Well, this picture wasn't from my visit. I don't know when he took this picture, but
I think this was Arizona or somewhere. He was out of town.
It looks like a hotel.
It's a hotel bedroom. But
yes, we all of us appreciate Fuzzbutt in all of his nakedness.
Yes. Of course.
Yeah. Fuzzbutt.
And of course, the beautiful fan with the shade on it.
Oh, yeah.
My other honorable mention is, and I don't know who this person is, but I want to, Lonestar511 on Tumblr.
Ooh.
Beautiful bearded, cubby, bearish boy who is just lounging on a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of fits in the beards, butts, and bellies. I mean, I guess you could get all three out of that. Although his butt's not predominantly shown, you could tell that he's...
You only get side butt.
Yeah, you only get
side butt. Like side boob? Or
yeah. But you get plenty of beard and belly.
True.
Side butt. That is an interesting new term. All right. Gary.
Okay, so Beverly Crusher looking beautiful. Daniel's been a guest on our show, and he's super adorbs. And so he said, I'm letting my beard grow up my cheek again. Forgot how good I look like this. And it's a more recent photo of him. So first picture is just the beard and him dressed in a mirror selfie. And then he shifted his apparel around. Say.
Oh, yes. He's super, super cute. This is a really great picture. One thing I will always get for him, and I don't know why, but I really like his smile. Like, he always has a really cool, like, smile. Just,
he has a natural smile.
There you go. Exactly. And just, and like, yes, you know, super hot, and the showing off his pecs and belly and you know, pretty much all of his penis and everything is great, but like, I'm almost always drawn to his face because he's just got he always has a really inviting, friendly smile. So,
teacher,
yeah. Next,
all right. For those of you that are aware of who Woofer is, and
who doesn't,
right? So I follow Woofer on Tumblr. He pretty much posts one photo every single day of his life. He has been crazy working and traveling of late. It's sort of been lots of late night conference calls and things. And so this is one from the kind of that like that moment of his life while he's in a hotel room. But what I love about it is that it's so kind of natural in that he's in a bathroom on a laptop, like for a conference call, and the caption is, "Okay, guys, I got to jump in the shower so I can get to the office." Completely naked, just standing there with his glasses on. It's a beautiful side profile of him. He tends to do a lot more like head-on kind of shots. So I was like, "It's a woofer! It's a woofer butt!"
So. Again, more side butt, but still,
yeah,
still good.
Yeah, no. I was like giving some love to Woofer because I really like his that particular picture. It's been quite a while. Like, not that he does that bad pictures, but this one for some reason really kind of spoke to me. And it's probably because it's not the typical. I've got a cocktail in my hand. I'm in an airport. I'm on a plane. I'm on my way. You know, or I'm at home with Fred and Ethel, the pups. So,
yeah, I love that he just takes pictures and does them pretty much every day, and he really does tell. I love him to tell stories. So all of his pictures tend to have a bit of a story of some kind to them. So,
right. I also like the ones where he does kind of like the mixed pictures, where it's like there's multiples of him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ooh. Yeah, he does the time delay. So, and he's got that down to a science now, because it looks like, you know, there's 2, 3, 4 of him. Without really doing much modification to the image. What's so funny?
I'll reblog it here in a second because it just makes me laugh. Hold on.
Okay. Should I move on to my next one?
Yes.
I just want to know how he gets some of these pictures of himself and where he's like placing the camera and how the camera is set up and.
He's shooting through the doorway of the bathroom.
No, right, I mean but, overall.
He on his Tumblr, usually every so many months, he posts kind of a Q&A or an FAQ or something, because people tend to ask him that on a regular basis. So he basically says, here's the type of camera I use. Here's the tripod. Here's the thing. I use a timer. It's either, you know, like a timer on the phone or the device itself, or it's with a clicker remote. Kind of thing.
This is the one I was laughing at.
Years and years of practice allowed him to, you know, basically get the kind of shot that he wants.
Huh. Cool. By the way, great picture, Chester.
No, I'm looking for a very specific one because I've got a very almost identical photo of myself that looks just like the one that he's got, except the difference is I'm in my pup mask.
Oh.
I'm trying to search through my Tumblr, but I can't find it. But anyway.
Anyways.
So your last one, Gary?
Last but not least, I could not pass up posting Nick Frost hospital sexiness.
Oh, my.
So no context, no idea what the heck is going on. But he's in a hospital gown showing off his incredibly like meaty leg, his calf and thigh, and yeah.
Work it.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's one of the worldwide well known celebs that I have a crush on, so
no clue why you would have a crush on him. None at all. Absolutely none.
Well, and the fact that he's so comfortable with himself and his sexuality, and he's married and has kids, I'm kind of like, that don't matter. Don't matter to me. Like, you know.
And right. He's appreciative of his fans.
Mm-hmm.
He's well aware of the bear community and has spoke very highly of it, and thinks, but you know, what better place to be in than to be a fat hairy guy that is, you know, loved by many fat hairy men. And I was like, yes, like that's that's exactly what it should be.
There it is again. Hey! And for all you folks, you can pop over to our website, comesoutloud.com, click it.
Don't we have
and,
some links?
We'll have all this list here. Oh. Yes, I'm just telling people that if they want to see these pictures, besides the fact that Damon's going to have a really fun time of like reblogging these all on cubsoutloud.tumblr.com.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Actually, these are really easy to do. It's just time consuming.
Yeah, it's tedious. Yeah, anyways. So you can see them all there, or if you want to, you can pop over to cubsoutloud.com and just click the links as you go. It's also really fun for me for putting these into the show notes. Moving on into the links, Chester, what do you got?
Mine is a link to Smashy the Floof.
Smashy
is a graphic illustrator based out of Ontario, Canada. Why can't I talk today? The reason why I like him is because he creates lots of fun and quirky designs, and most of which he puts up for purchase, either in a print form or sometimes he makes T-shirts. And I know recently he did a controversial one about consent, which was kind of interesting and got people talking, which is always good. If there's discussion, that means there's it's an important topic. I've also actually commissioned him to do work for me. He did a triptych illustration of Bruce in his leather gear and me in my pup gear that I gave to Bruce as a gift. I'll throw in the link to you guys so you can see what it is if you've never seen it. But yeah, that's my link. It's to Smashy the Floof, which is smashythefloof.tumblr.com.
Sweet. Yay. Am I following Smashy? Yes, I am. I'm following.
You probably are. He used to go by Coin Operated Bear, but then he changed it. And I don't know why he changed it.
Oh, I know the old name. I don't know the new name.
If you use the Tumblr app and you follow him, it just automatically updates it. It's just a matter of if you're the type of person that bookmarks his page or bookmarks any Tumblr page and they change their name, those don't get updated. So you have to go in and manually change it.
Ah.
But if you were following Coin Operated Bear, you are now following Smashy the Floof.
Which I was and am. Yay.
Neato.
Gary.
Very interesting. Okay. My pick for this week happens to be something kind of nerdy, science-y, and strange. On YouTube, it's called the Pythagoras Cup or the Greedy Cup, filled with mercury. So if you're into like weird, wacky scientists that kind of look like Albert Einstein with an accent, this is a video for you. Yeah, it's pretty cool about how Pythagoras apparently invented this cup and like gave it out to his class, and they would all pour wine into it. And it has a trick about it that if a person is being greedy and pours too much wine into the glass, that it will actually dump all of the contents of the glass out the bottom.
Huh.
And it's based on science. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, I mean, it's completely random, has nothing to do with anything of true interest. But yeah. And then he also experiments, you know, he explains kind of like with water or wine. And then he also does it with mercury to see what that would do just for the sake of science or whatever. So it's kind of like a little science-y tidbit. So, yeah.
Cool.
For science.
For science. Science.
Interesting.
Indeed.
All right. Hey, guess what, folks? That's the end. Aw. You had a few technical difficulties, so if it seemed a little choppy at points or we're repeating something, it's because of things. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Everything's fine. How are you? You can follow us on cubsoutloud.com, where you find all the links, as I said before. You can choose an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. That's where you can send your sets of beards, butts, and bellies. Or you can add us on Tumblr at cubsoutloud.tumblr.com. You can leave us a sexy voicemail, 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/cubsoutloud. Twitter.com/cubsoutloud, because I already said the Tumblr thing. Google.com/+cubsoutloud. Join us over on the Bear Underground in the official Bear website, Cubs Out Loud, in the Cubs Out Loud Entourage group. To listen to us on iTunes, rate us there so you can share the love. And subscribe to us on Google Play Podcasts. If you listen to us on Stitcher Radio, give us a thumbs up there. Find me anywhere in the internet. It's box.box, puppy box, cub box, something or other.
I am TheaterCub79 on Bear Underground, Tumblr, HeftyNet, and now Facebook. Or you can find me as Pup Umbra or Pup _ Umbra on Twitter. It's Pup _ Umbra on Twitter. Yeah.
You can find me on Tumblr or Twitter under the name The Pup Up There, or various bear dating sites across the internet under the name Pup Shutter or Cupcake76.
And you can pretty much find me anywhere on the web as GearBear73, be it Bear Underground, Growler, Tumblr, blah, blah, blah.
Remember that. Say goodnight, everybody!
Good night, everybody!
Good night, everyone.
Have a good one, y'all.
La la.
Finally, so, found that damn picture.
The what?
Paste. The picture I was talking about from Claw. Oh, I've been searching for it all this time.
You found it.
This might jog Shutter's memory of the.
I remember the swimsuit.
See? It's the swimsuit that you remember. Maybe so much him, even though he's a very handsome guy and, you know, takes care of himself physically, but. Now you remember him.
Yes, because I went home and I bought one similar for it for Tidal Wave. And then when I got to Tidal Wave and put it on, I'm like, no, I can't wear this out to the pool. It is way too revealing. You can see everything. I'd get so thrown in jail for wearing it.
But at Claw, it's okay.
Yeah, well.
Hey, that's my. I see my friend Ken in the background. I think that's Ken.
Yep, that is Ken.
Nice.
In the green shirt?
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you sure this was this past year? Yeah, it would have had to have been, because I remember Ken being in that green shirt, and I took a picture of him.
I'm the only one that went. This is the only year I went to Claw. It was at a pool party that I would have even seen him and known him.
Oh.
Don't forget, I hung to that part of the pool near the side that he's standing, so I had pretty much front row view.
Nice.
So, I have a question for you guys on a slightly different topic. Sure. Whenever I click one of Gary's links, it always opens in my dashboard. It doesn't actually go to the page.
Same here.
It does the same for me.
Yeah, so it's probably because Gary's a dork and I have my Tumblr on settings that you have to have a Tumblr account in order to view.
Oh.
And
but
just, yeah, we can...
If you click through, though, anybody with that who isn't is able to see it. Like, Cisco informed me of that. He was like, yeah, I can't see this stuff. Like, it keeps telling me that I have to have an account. But if you get the URL of just the actual post instead of going through my reblogging, then he was able to see stuff. So
yeah, but even the post, it just opens on the dashboard, which is weird.
Well, but if you go to, like, if you reblog it, like on, like I reblogged them on Cubs Out Loud, you can see them
right
on the page. So you still see them. You just, I don't even know if you, I didn't even check if you click them, do they do anything? So probably do something right now. Hold on.
Yeah, it's Tumblr's being weird for me. I noticed that, like, no matter what, it's very difficult for me to try to not reblog it, but to just get the URL of the source image or something, to without it being inside my dashboard and crap. It's kind of annoying. So
anyways, I gotta stop recording.